Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So in this awareness, as we take 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the ribcage, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart, into the cave, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 10 or so minutes to be totally present, to be consciously connected, to align with the ground of being, the source of all that is, the divine within. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 131 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Most gracious presence, let me not be arrogant, nor boast of my virtuous deeds. Let me not seek fame, or set my heart on the riches of the world. Help me to calm and quiet my soul, like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted, be so, my soul. I shall be at peace in you, O breath of my breath, from this time forth and forevermore. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God. As we consciously come into this time with you, releasing all that has gone before, releasing our concerns, our worries, our struggles, our anxieties, and placing them all before the altar as our teacher said that we should cast our burdens upon you. There is so much happening in this world at this time. that we can be confused and afraid if not for the awareness and the remembrance that we are one with you and all that you are. So as we hold in our hearts everything that is happening and occurring across our globe, the fires that rage in Siberia, the Amazon, Africa, Indonesia, the floods that are happening across the world, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the cyclones, the earthquakes, the heat waves, all of it produced by ourselves and our own negative, ignorant thinking and grab for power and for more. For those that are seeking to overturn democracy and impose dictatorships and rules that do not include the needs of the everyday person. For the wars that are raging, for the senseless violence that is being experienced in the name of religion. For the starvation, the human crisis, the sickness, the diseases that are spreading. We take a moment to realize in all of these situations, in all of these conditions, your presence is there. You have given us free will to allow us to choose how we wish to be. So in this awareness, let us choose peace. Let us choose unity. Let us choose to be kind. Let us choose love. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we've named but a few of the things that are inflicted across this world at this time, we know that there is so much more. And so we allow at this time our hearts to be filled with love and light. For this is the way of our teacher, to be the light into the world and to let love be in our hearts. Love for each other, love for ourselves, and love for you. So divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we place all these concerns and our individual needs into and before the altar, we surrender and let go. We release the need to know how, what, or why, and trust in the divine process and the awareness that you've got this, that you know what to do and how to do through each and every one of us, that the solution, that the answers come from within. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we hold in our hearts all those that are in need of healing, whether they be in their homes, hospitals, hospices, or wherever. We know that yours is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, every tissue, every part and particle of our being, that we are made in the image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. So we speak this word right here, right now, for whatever anyone and everyone is going through, be it a mental healing, physical, emotional, financial healing. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God. You said, before you call, I have answered, and while you yet speak, I have heard. In this truth, in this acceptance, in this belief, we can let go and know that God's got it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. And repeat silently to yourself our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow the prayer of intention to flood your body. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday. For Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.